This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, there's that man, Steve Kerr.
Steve, do we lose you? No, we're gonna get you back, Steve.
Yeah, Steve will be back next year. Who else will be back? You know,
I mean
Mike Dunleavy confirmed it. You know, Steph will be back, Jimmy Butler will be back, Draymond will be back, Brandon Pajemski will be back, and then beyond that, you know, who knows? But I think things are in a way starting to come into a focus, even though it feels like nothing has come into focus. I'm really interested in both what could happen and what's even possible, because there's so many rumors that get thrown out that because of aprons and rules and money are not even possible. So let's see if we can get some answers right now here on Willard and Dibbs by welcoming in on the River Islands guest line one of the absolute best out there, Monty Poole on the Warriors with NBC Sports Bay Area. Monty, thank you so much for the time. How you doing?
Well, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. What would you say right now in terms of handicapping Jonathan Kuminga's situation with regard to either staying or are sign and trade possibilities still out there?
With every passing day, it looks more and more likely that he could stay. However, the Warriors are pretty good at being patient, and when you look around, there are still a number of free agents, some restricted, that are still out there. The problem that they all have, of course, is that the market is pretty soft. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of demand, and there isn't a whole lot of money out there to be thrown around. So with Kuminga, his misfortune is that his timing. You know, he's available at a time. He's on the market at a time when there is not a lot of opportunity. The market's not giving you much. So I think in the best of both worlds, for him and for the team, I think they'd be totally prepared to move on and might feel better for it. But the way things are going, you can't rule out the fact that he might be back with his team. So I don't think there's a clear path one way or the other. I think they both would be willing to move on, but circumstances have to be right. And so, we've heard about the deal with the Kings. And if you're the Warriors, you turn that down, and which they basically have. So that's kind of where it is right now. And, you know, the Warriors have guys they'd like to get. But until something happens with Jonathan, they're kind of in this escrow where they can't do a whole lot. They still have the taxpayer mid-level exception to dangle. And by all accounts, they seem to be holding that for Al Horford, who has not decided whether he wants to play again. So what do they do if he doesn't? If DeAnthony Melton's in the mix again. So there's a lot of things that are happening, but as we said, I think a month ago or more than a month ago, that the Warriors offseason will be largely dictated by what happened with Kuminga.
And with no resolution on the horizon, what does Mike Dunleavy do if Kuminga is still reluctant to sign or just come in on the qualifying offer and there's no sign and trade that seems to be palatable for the Warriors? What ultimately will be their end game as far as other free agents go?
They won't have a lot of options. They won't have a lot of options. And, you know, there's a couple things that have happened that make me wonder. And one of these things was when DeAndre Ayton came available as a free agent, the Blazers bought him out. He's cleared waivers. And on Sunday, he signed with the Lakers. And so I asked around Sunday and Monday and talked to three people that are on the league that I talked to, and one other person I talked to indirectly. And my question was, did the Warriors show any interest in DeAndre Ayton because he takes a lot of boxes? And they all said no. And I thought, I would make him tell me no. He's 7 feet tall. He can shoot it. Does he come with red flags? He does. But the Warriors have never been afraid of that, remember? I mean, they brought in JaVale McGee when nobody else wanted him. He didn't sign with the Warriors until, I think, September of that year. They brought in a guy like Nick Young, who was considered, you know, a certified slacker. They brought in Nick Young. Everybody's like, why would they do that? Well, they've won two championships with JaVale McGee. They won a championship with Nick Young. They brought in DeMarcus Cousins. When people were saying, oh, he's a headache, he's this, he's that. They made it to the finals with DeMarcus Cousins on the roster, knowing he would miss out the year. Made it to the finals and probably would win if not for the injuries to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Even Andrew Wiggins, there were some questions about that move. And the Warriors have always been firm in saying that we trust our culture. We trust our culture. So DeAndre Ayton, I don't understand why they would at least, as they say, kick the tires. It's a natural thing to me, I would think, because, you know, for one, like I said, he checks all the boxes. For two, they still have a culture set by Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. But they also have Buddy Hield, a fellow Bahamian, who knows DeAndre Ayton very well. They have on their staff assistant coach Chris DeMarco, who coached the Bahamian national team, who knows DeAndre Ayton too. And I from all I can gather, these guys didn't, you know, once they say, no, we can't do this. So it seems that I just feel like the Warriors in the past have said, let's see what he has to say. Let's talk to him. Let's kick the tires. And I was told uniformly that no, they did not engage. And so the Lakers signed him for 2 years, second year option, 2 years, $16.6 million. The Warriors couldn't do that, but their $5.7 million taxpayer mid-level was there. They could have conceivably done that. And instead, I was telling them, there was no interest. And I find that curious, given what the Warriors really need in the Western Conference, where there's so much size and impact in the paint. And right now, they don't have a veteran center. Kamon Looney's left the building. So they're waiting on Al Horford. What if he retires? So one person I talked to did say, okay, don't dismiss the Warriors because they can probably still come up with something that works. I'm not counting them out, he said. He says, I think Ayton could have done good work for this team, especially given the environment he would have been in. So I think we're all wondering, you know, what's going to be, what happens if JK stays on the roster? If they move him, then they have the non-taxpayer mid-level, and that's more money. But that hasn't happened, and they couldn't get that to eight or anybody else because JK's still on the roster. So they're kind of stuck right now.
So, Monty, what does that tell you? Like, if that makes you curious that they didn't do it, and we all know the Warriors aren't dumb, so, like, the fact that they weren't even interested, does that sort of make you believe – that there is something else in the works?
I think you have to believe that they're up to something. But what it is, it has to come through trade now. And that means future draft picks. And, you know, from what I understand, yeah, they have value because we all know that their current core is on in years. And so they have extra value now because the Warriors will need to rebuild pretty soon. So it's going to be really, it's really interesting, intriguing to me to wonder what will they do. If Al Horford comes for the, joins them for 1 year, that answered that question. I mean, he's 12 years older and 3 inches shorter than DeAndre Ayton, but they didn't have a skilled center who's a seamless fit and comes with no red flags. But if that doesn't happen, that's when it really gets, okay, what do they do now? And that's a decision they don't want to have to make. They're banking on Al to play, and they're hoping he does. But from my ear, he is considering retiring. So I think once he decides what he's going to do, is when we'll know where the Warriors head.
Yeah, and even when he decides, if the Kuminga conundrum hasn't been resolved, I'm not sure how much they can move forward. Money, if they do bring Kuminga back on the qualifying offer for $7.9 million, does that give them enough money to potentially, in your eyes, get Horford and De'Anthony Melton to both come?
Well, if Kuminga comes back on that, and you can get, it depends on how much money they want. I mean, now you look, last year De'Anthony Melton got a mid-level. That wouldn't be available. So, coming off injury, there's other teams that are looking at him. Would he play for the minimum? That's the question. You know, with Kevon Looney out of the building now, he wasn't going to connect for a minimum because that's all the Warriors would have offered him. You're already paid in a second. You know, would he connect for a veteran's minimum? For him, it's about $3.3 million, I think. I guess he loves it here. So maybe, but, you know, he wants to know, too, what his value is out there. The last time he did that, he got a $25 million, $25 million contract from the Blazers. And GP2 made $9 million last year. The Warriors are not going to go anywhere near that this year if he comes back. So that's what you're looking at, because right now Steph and Jimmy – they have the lion's share of the Warriors cap money.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, is with us talking Warriors on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Monty, why do we keep hearing the Warriors come up with regard to Damian Lillard and Bradley Beal? How realistic are either of those?
Well, Damian Lillard's getting, he was stretched, so he's getting paid by the Bucks for a while.
Right.
So would he play? It depends on who wants to. If Bradley Beal is bought out again, he'll be getting paid for a while. So at some point, it does become how much are you willing to pay for, or how little are you willing to play for if you want to be a part of this team? And that's what it comes down to. Because, yeah, if Damian Lillard wants to take a minimum offer to play for the Warriors, obviously this next year he will not play. But the following year, I think it'll be 36, I think, then. You have him if it's a 2-year deal. So that's where the money comes in. And, you know, every team on earth is definitely afraid of the second apron. And I understand that, because if you get to the second apron, you're just basically screwed. And so they all want to avoid that. And that's why the money thing is so important. You know, you can dip into the first. The second apron is punitive, and it crushes you. So it depends on how little money guys are willing to take to play with the Warriors. And again, there was a time when guys would gladly take the minimum. Zaza Pachulia, minimum deal. David West, minimum deal. You know, they would get quality players with minimum contracts. That's harder to do now because the Warriors aren't what they used to be. They're not a clear leader of the pack of championship contenders. They are now another tier below. You know, they were bounced out in the second round, and when Steph went down, they were swept out. So it's a little harder for them to sell what they could sell so well a few years ago.
Yeah, not the same veteran minimum destination. Monty, I'm kind of stuck on the whole thing about Kuminga, because it seemed like last offseason there were better offers out there for him. What can you share about what might have been available for Jonathan last offseason that they were unable to come to terms on?
Yeah, I think the Warriors were hopeful that Kuminga would come back last season and give them all the things they hoped he could give. And there were flashes of that again, just as there had been flashes of that before. And that is why they were reluctant to let him go. Now, can they look back on it and say they should have? Probably, you know, if it gets them what they wanted. But, again, that depends on what was available. I know they were looking at Lauri Markkanen. Obviously, they looked at Paul George. There were other possibilities out there. And you look at what Paul George did this past year, in some ways, you could say the Warriors dodged a bullet. With Lauri Markkanen, he didn't have the kind of year he'd had the year before. So would the Warriors have been better if they made that move and it cost them, you know, Fajimski and JK? You can play that game. You can debate that right now. So would last year's offers have been better than this year's offers? Well, last year's offers would have been in trade. And this year's offers would be sign and trade. And, again, teams are deeper into the whole first, second apron stuff, and there is so little money to go around right now. So everybody's watching their wallets a little bit closer now. But it is funny. You probably saw the graphic the other day that every team in the league has made a play, has made a move, and acquired at least one rotation player except the Warriors. And they're waiting because Kuminga's kind of got them in a place where they kind of have to wait, because any significant move they make almost has to involve him.
Monty Poole is with us. So, Monty, what if we whittle down all of the money stuff and all of the tricks of the trade that you've been talking about, and I just ask you this. In their heart of hearts, do they want him on the team next year, or would they rather not?
I think they are very willing and ready to move on. And let me talk a good game about, yeah, he can play with Jimmy and Draymond, but it's not ideal. It's not ideal. And Draymond Green, I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, I want that answer. Okay, oh, sorry, Monty, we lost you for a second. I'd love to hear your answer on this, so go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys saw what Draymond Green posted on social, but, you know, he basically said that this free agency period has not been what everybody thought it would be. And a lot of people have overplayed the market. And then he said, this is not about Kuminga. And maybe it was not about Kuminga, but it applies to Kuminga. So, I mean, I think he wants $30 million. So it's Josh Giddey. He wants $30 million. And right now, that has not materialized. So I think the Warriors are also thinking maybe the Bulls will do something, because they got guys that they're probably not connected to long term. Coby White might become available. Maybe the big center comes
Vucevic.
Vucevic, not Valanciunas. Yeah, maybe he becomes available. Maybe New Orleans, who's been wheeling and dealing now with Joe Dumars in the front office, maybe they can work out something in trade for draft picks or something, because if you're the Warriors, you'd love to have a Herb Jones or a Trey Murphy.
Monty, let me wrap with this one and circle back to sort of the deals that you've already thrown out there. If the Warriors are to be patient here, they find some sort of sign and trade for Kuminga, they take back 50 cents on the dollar in a player, but that opens up the full mid-level at 14.1, and you know, they use all of that money to both get Horford and D'Anthony Melton. Would they consider that a successful offseason? Would you?
It's a step forward, yes, because they'd be bringing in two guys that fit. Now, is it a tremendous step forward? I don't think so. Horford's a part-time player, which they get 70 games and 24 minutes a game, you take that. And Melton's coming off an injury. He was a great fit last year before he got hurt. Maybe he can be that guy again. But it's not the best possible off-summer that you wanted to see from this team.
Monty, great stuff. It's great to have at least a little bit of the perspective of what's going on here. Really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, fellas, take care.
Okay.
Drive safe, Monty.
Have a good one. Yeah. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. I think that, I don't know, the thing that stands out to me is, again, if you just sort of like wipe away all of the stuff, forget all of the things that have initials, right? CBA,
sure,
and the MLE and the whatever, swipe all that away and just ask yourself, would the Warriors rather have Kuminga on the team or not on the team next year? And his first answer was, I think they're ready to move on.
Right, and he's ready to move on, yeah, and they're ready to move on, because it's been 4 years, and the two desires, what he wants and what they want from him, they no longer align. So you bring him back on the qualifying offer for 7.9, is he going to be any happier? I would argue he's probably going to be more unhappy.
I totally agree, and this is what I really would love to sort of like, I don't know, we could chat this out a little bit. I wonder where people stand on it, because I know there's all the feelings and opinions about Jonathan Kuminga, but my mind goes to a completely different place. And I know a lot of you, I'm here in the morning show, felt this way. I think Steiny and Goo might have felt this way. People are translating the length of time this is taking into meaning it's more likely that he stays. I don't know if that's what it means. I kind of translate it the other way, because staying, if you were motivated to do that, is the much easier transaction to pull off. So if that's what you wanted to do, you do it by now. Now, you may be right that this length of time of nothingness means they just can't find that deal. But it's only been 8 days. It has not been the 3 months that it feels like.
Yeah, day nine today.
It's been 8 days. And so there is still time to do this. And I would love everybody to ask themselves, what does it look like if he did stay? Forget everyone's desires. Forget your opinions about the past. Could he stay and then have it work? Like, everybody's happy and playing basketball and the team is winning and things are fitting and no one's got any opinions or emotions anymore. I don't want Jonathan to go because I'm some sort of, like, I've got a problem with him or none of that. I've arrived at a spot where I want Jonathan to go because I don't think it's viable for him to stay. I think it's awful for everybody involved.
Agreed. And, you know, based on what Monty said, and, you know, he's a straight shooter and he's very well connected. And so you look at the situation and it's not quite untenable, but it's at least uncomfortable. And so I read into the long delay, and you're right, it's only been 9 days, but, you know, they've been trying to do something this whole time. The way I read into it, Mark, is not that the sign and trade is less likely, but it's less likely that the Warriors get a fair square deal. It's looking more and more likely that if Horford's like, I want to play, guys, make a decision, and Melton's like, hey, I'm open to coming back, and the Warriors are like, we need to do something with Kuminga, maybe you call Sacramento and you take that crap offer that they had, and then you take on those two players and you just be done with it.
I think the hard part in terms of PR is selling to people that whatever you get back in the deal is not just about what you get back in the deal. It's also about the money that opens up to go get those players you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
That's the reality.
Like, the return you're going to get on the actual trade is not going down by the hour.
I don't think there's any way that that's going to feel like awesome or satisfying. There's not enough money in any of these deals at this point. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Monty Poole says that the Golden State Warriors, all things considered, are ready to move on, completely ready to move on, and they're playing the long game with this. We can react to that. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs. And this is Willard for New Vodka. Yeah, let's talk it out. New Vodka, that is NUE Vodka, an award-winning American-made vodka. You've been hearing Steiny and I talk about it because it's delicious. It makes a great cocktail. They got different flavors. You can try their cucumber, their citrus. And I know it's 342, but does anybody actually go to an office anymore? If not, maybe it's time for you to already clock out. Maybe you're already on your way home, and that means it's, It's cocktail time when you get there, and I invite you to try out New Vodka, N-U-E Vodka, to make that cocktail this evening. It is my go-to, smooth, crisp, makes any cocktail taste top shelf. You can find it at your local liquor store or go to newvodka.com and find a retailer near you. Whether it's the first pour or the final round, cheers and here's to what's next. Try New Vodka, that's N-U-E Vodka. What if we whittle down all of the money stuff and all of the tricks of the trade that you've been talking about, and I just ask you this. In their heart of hearts, do they want him on the team next year, or would they rather not?
I think they are very willing and ready to move on.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's a banger from Monty Poole, if you ask me. That's a banger. Like, sometimes when you're having these conversations with people, I just want to know, where's your brain go first? You know, like, a lot of everybody coming on here is professional talker, and so they can make it sound this way or make it sound that way, but where does your brain go first if I just ask you if the Warriors want Jonathan on the team or not? So I think they're ready and willing to move
on. They're willing, yeah. They're willing to have Jonathan move on.
But then said ready also.
Yeah.
They're ready.
Well,
they're
the alternative is to bring him back and then have him move on for nothing. It's pretty clear based on his usage when you had a healthy team in a Rocket series and he was racking up DNPs. And the last game of the regular season, which turned out to be a pretty big one against the Clippers,
yeah,
he got a DNP.
Sure did.
So I think that the indication coming from Monty Poole, it's not a shock, but just to hear it, you know, ready and willing. Okay, you can be ready and willing, but are you able? Because those three always go hand in hand. I'm ready, willing, and able. You're ready, you're willing, but are you able to right now? In other words, is there a trade partner out there that's going to give you a trade package, and you're able to get a couple of players when you get more of that mid-level money? Are you able to do it? Because, you know, Jonathan Kuminga at some point has to also be willing to go to the team. I mean, you can trade him wherever you want, but I would imagine on a sign and trade, he has to sign that contract in order to be traded.
And it has to be at least 3 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if you're Kuminga and it's 3 years and $36 million, or the Moses Moody deal, somebody called into Steiny and Goo earlier and said, you know, after next year, he's only getting the Moody deal anyway. So if he's offered 3 and 39 right now, and I know that he's getting $8 million on the qualifying, basically, and 39 is more than eight. Both are guaranteed. But if I'm JK, I might just bet on myself.
Well, everybody, I keep hearing people say that. Steiny and Goo had a caller who said the same thing today. And I just, you're not wrong, but I have a question for you. Whenever people go, bet on myself, I'll take the $8 million and then watch me cook all year. I'm sorry. How's that going to happen?
Well,
I think a lot of you have in your mind that next year when he's an unrestricted free agent, then he's going to break the bank. And I'm here to tell you right now that a lot of GMs around the league are like, this is still a wildly unproven player. And if you hand the Warriors the keys to yet another year, I don't know how many minutes the guy's even going to play.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play, his value is going to go down. So
I don't know how you don't play him just based on the fact that you're an old team. And you're going to bring in a 39-year-old Horford and an ACL recovery backup point guard.
They already did this. They already did this once. Yes, they would completely do it again.
Over a short sample. I mean, he sat 31 games with an ankle. If that doesn't happen, who knows what would have taken place.
But again, I always point out the only thing that's relevant now is what happened once Jimmy showed up. Because that's who they are now. That's who they are. And once Jimmy showed up, he was hurt, then he came back, they played him, they didn't like how it looked, they sat him, and seen. Like, the guys this morning went back and found the Steve Kerr audio from when we talked to him. When you asked him, hey, if Jonathan's back, are you, like, ready to make sure he's in the lineup next year? And I was so thankful that they played it, because I got to hear his exact word choice again. He did not say what a lot of us think he said. He did not say, oh yeah, if we get a whole year, we're getting Jonathan in there. His words were, I'll absolutely explore that.
It's my job, you know.
That's not a promise at all.
You guys want to hear it?
Let's hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here it is.
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, you know, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured, and we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
We got better.
Yeah.
Jimmy came in, and we got better.
So his words were, I will try, I will explore that, and I will give it time. Those are the three things he said. None of those, to me, say, oh, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. No, we're going to explore it.
Right.
We'll take a longer look at it, and we may circle right back to the exact same opinion that we had 2 months ago, for all we know. I have no idea what they'll do. And if I were Jonathan, that would terrify me. So the bet on yourself crowd, that'd be my response. I don't think you're wrong, but you're handing the keys to the car back to Steve Kerr.
One more time.
Back to you, Bob.
Yeah.
And now you get to control again how much money I can ask for next offseason. If I'm Jonathan, no thanks. No thanks, if it's at all possible.
Well, and again, it depends on what that sign and trade amount would be, because if you do accept a sign and trade and it's a 3-year deal, now you're giving up 3 years of your career at a price that is maybe below what you'll be able to command next year, because next year, as I indicated during the crossover, all the experts are saying more teams will have more cap money. So
right.
That would, in theory, create more free agent opportunities for more players.
Absolutely. However, I'm 22 years old, and therefore that 3-year deal where I could probably guarantee, I don't know, at least $45 or $50 million, right? Go get the Klay Thompson contract somewhere. And then now I hit the market as an unrestricted free agent at age 25. And in theory, during those 3 years, I'm playing for a team that's probably not very good and very much allowing me to score 25 a night, or at least 20 a night.
Well, maybe. And at the same time, you...
I mean, they brought you in for 3 years.
I don't think that he would get 3 years and $50 million. I don't know what his sign and trade would be. Seems like the market is fairly depressed. If teams don't have the money to go out and make him an offer, a restricted free agent offer, then I don't know if a team's going to be able to go out there and, you know, take a sign and trade of 3 years and 50 million.
Remember, it's a sign and trade. So if you are giving him, let's say, something like that, 16, 17 a year, then you're also giving up
something close
eight
to that
or nine off of your roster.
Yeah.
So is there somebody out there that can essentially fit another $9 million per year under their cap? I think so.
But if you're already of the mind, and it seemed like everyone we've talked to, the thought is that there aren't a lot of teams that are that excited about him at any price point. So if you're that team, are you really going to look to go out and bring this player in? Because you mentioned it, he is somewhat of an unknown. And if he was getting DNPs here in Golden State, how attractive is he to you?
I think there are teams out there that are excited about him at that rate. I don't think he's excited about that rate. And that's the issue.
Agreed.
The issue, right? But they're like, if there's no number to come back to either, you know, this happens in life. And this is what Draymond Green was on Instagram talking about last night. And I don't want to, we keep referencing it, and a lot of you probably have no idea, and it's really long. So, A, either go check out Draymond Green's Instagram, or basically we can give you a very, very quick summary, which is that Draymond did what was sort of like a four-page Instagram thing about how he wishes he was the president of the Players Association because so many people have overplayed their hand. So many people don't realize what's happening to them, what owners around the league are doing. He didn't get into the specifics because I don't think he wanted to call out certain players. And yes, he ended it by saying, this is not about Jonathan, but Mondi's right. It's not about Jonathan, but it applies to him. He is absolutely one of the people, one of the many, 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 many players that Draymond is talking about who have fallen into this moment with a new CBA where the owners baked in penalties on themselves so that they could go out into the world and be like, sorry, we can't spend any more money. And now you, the middle ground of the NBA, who used to just go out there and snap your fingers and get $35 million a year, that's not there for you anymore. And by the way, maybe half of it is not there anymore either. And so that's why all of the restricted free agents are still sitting there.
Yeah, and they're all stuck. And for Josh Giddey, he's in a difficult spot because he got traded into a team. But Kuminga, he has a certain amount of control in that if he doesn't want to sign the sign and trade contract, he can come back for 7.9 and he has what amounts to be a no trade clause. He would have to approve a trade. The other side of it is, it's a sign and trade and you go to, I don't even know where, let's just say Charlotte, because that seems to me to be about the lowest destination, and now you're a Bobcats for 3 years and you don't have a no trade. So now you're making below what you think you're worth. Next offseason, there seems to be more money that will be potentially available to a guy, and now you're a Bobcats and you're out there playing for a team that's going to go 18-64 and maybe it's not where you want to be, and you now lose the control over your own career.
I understand that, but I think being with the Warriors is the biggest loss of control after what's taken place. That's what I, you know what I mean? If I'm,
yeah, I wonder about that part of it.
That's why I got it. That's why I'm still putting my chip on the side of the table that says there's going to be a trade. Because what I try to look for in these situations is not what it looks like is available. I look for what's driving people. What's your motivator? And I believe that the Warriors and Kuminga both separately feel like being apart is better than being together. So that's why I think that both sides are going to find a way to make that true.
I wonder about the Kuminga side of it because I'm hearkening back to Jordan Poole in his post-punch season, 2023. And I know there are different players because Jordan, offensively, more advanced and more able to, I think, integrate into what the Warriors were trying to do. Jordan Poole played all 82 games that year, and he averaged 20 a night. And, you know, by the end of the year, he started to get decreased minutes in the playoffs a little bit, but he was able to go out there and still have a year. Difference is he was already signed. And
he was getting minutes.
He was getting minutes, and he was getting minutes in part because the team was getting older then, and I look at this team, it's even older now, and I can't find a way that they would be able to survive by not playing him
with his
group of old guys.
I fully can.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I fully can. They did it at the end of the year this year.
Right, in a small sample, you could do that. Those are playoff games.
I'm not saying they DNP him 82 times, but like even if they DNP'd him 30 times, or even if he just averaged 12 to 15 minutes a night, It's going to kill his value.
Yeah, I can't even see that.
Kill his value on the market. And they do have so many other players ahead of him. And they do think he doesn't fit. And all of those things. And there are going to be other additions to the roster, I believe. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So here's what I'd ask you. And I'm no cap expert, so I don't know exactly. First of all, like, does this fit perfectly? I also don't know what certain players are asking for on the open market. Some guys have options, some don't. But I'll throw you the same question I threw to Monty, and we'll throw it to our listeners. 888-957-9570. Right now, call right now. We will take your calls on whether this is a satisfying offseason for the Warriors or not. Here's the scenario. You find some sort of sign and trade for Jonathan Kuminga. What do you get back? I don't know. Somebody that's not that exciting, but a young-ish player who might be able to help, okay? You get your young player back. Or if you want to put a name on it, maybe it is your guy, Kobe White,
yep,
or something like that, okay? But you make a sign and trade for Kuminga, you get something uninspiring but potentially helpful back in a trade. And then you've got the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception of $14.1 million. And in some way or shape or form, that pie is split up between Al Horford and DeAnthony Melton. There's your offseason. Satisfying or not? Is that a good offseason, a bad offseason, or a mediocre offseason for the Golden State Warriors if that's what this ends up looking like?
I think it's a little satisfying. You got a little bit better, but there's still giant question marks. And as Monty was mentioning during our interview with Monty Poole, you're probably going to have to include a draft pick. Hopefully not two, but if you're going to be in the Kobe White neighborhood, that's going to mean Chicago's going to want, they're going to have to sign him to a three-year, 60-ish million dollar deal, because I think Kobe White makes about 12.
Or you'd have to throw in more Warriors.
And you'll probably have to throw in a pick, because if, you know, if Chicago's going to take on this contract, when it doesn't seem like the market is there for him to go out and get 3 and 60, so you're going to have to incentivize Chicago with a pick.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a protected 1 through 8 and 2050 or whatever, but I do think that you're bringing in Al Horford, who is the second oldest player in the association, and you're bringing in a guy off of ACL surgery. So for me, it still becomes a wait and see offseason based on, you know, what Melton looks like, well, and what Horford can still do.
All things are wait and see. We always have to wait and see as to whether they work out. But I just wonder how that would feel today. Like, if Granny hit the thingamabob at some point here by the end of the week, or maybe it's next week when the two of you are in Vegas, okay? I'll still be on the show, but the two of you are going to be representing in Vegas, and that's what happens. On the scene, Mike Dunleavy is there. He's in some athletic sweats and a long-sleeve Warrior tee, and he's cruising around Thomas and Mack, and he finds a GM that's like, yep, I'll do Kuminga for 3 years and $50 million. And you're like, great, send me a young player that fits in our system. We'd like somebody, maybe a little 3-and-D guy, okay? And we're going to do that, and now we've got the full mid-level, and Al Horford will take half of it, and DeAnthony Melton will take half of it. And they get $7 million a year each, and now they're both on the Warriors. And that the second that that news were to come down, do you feel good? Do you feel bad? Or do you feel bloated? I don't know, something in between.
You feel a little bit better. I don't think you feel good. I think you feel better, but I think that scenario you're laying out is a gigantic pipe dream.
Why?
To me. Because I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be able to command that sort of return. I mean, Sacramento offered some guy named Devin and Dario Saric, who you couldn't wait to get rid of here.
Well, right, that's just a contractual thing. They also offered what, I think like two second round picks. Yeah, and I don't know if Devin is ever going to be good.
I mean, he played like 12 games last year, so
okay.
Basically, that reportedly is the starting point of an offer.
And that's a crap offer.
Yeah.
But that's an early
But we haven't really seen or heard any other rumblings about other teams and what those offers might be.
As Monty said, the Warriors are really good at lying in the weeds. I don't think you're good. Like, here's the way I look at a deal. The minute you hear all the particulars of the deal, it's dead. We don't get to hear the deal before the deal. Like, when does that happen? That's very rare.
It's pretty rare.
Sacramento was offered this guy, two second-round picks, $1.2 million awarded, and then three days later, it got out
because this offer was comedy. That was right. Sacramento running material. Like, oh, yeah, Warriors, you want to sign and trade Kuminga? We got a Devin and a Dario. You know the Dario. You've never heard of the Devin. And we're going to give you a couple second-round picks. Mike, did we lose you?
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
you did lose me.
So,
but that's the point. The Warriors are going to hold out. Like, again, one thing I always keep in the back of my mind, and I know that a lot of people disagree with me on this, but this is the premise that I wake up with every day when we talk about this.
Ah, here we go.
Are you ready?
Right where you're going.
What are the four words I'm about to say?
They're good at their job. That's five.
Close.
They know what they're doing. I keep doing fives.
Thank you, Myla.
This is what your daughter would say. you're going to say, I do yike them. You yike them.
Warriors are not stupid.
There you go. Same thing. I was in the right sphere.
The Warriors are
in
not.
The ballpark.
He doesn't get a ding because he said what he was going to say.
No, he's giving you a ding for being in the neighborhood.
Oh, thank you, Grandy.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Such a liar in there.
I do, but do
you think that Dibs got that answer right?
I do, but.
But, yeah. But, anyway, the Warriors are not stupid. So thank you. So when they sit there and go, that's a ridiculous deal, I believe that they are aware something better exists. And maybe that is bringing him back. Or maybe they're like, that's a nice offer 48 hours into this. Or who knows, maybe it came an hour into this. And they're going to play the long game. Because, by the way, I know they're the only team that has not made any acquisitions, but they're not the only team that's not done. I want to repeat, all the restricted free agents remain restricted free agents. Like, a lot of teams still have a lot of work to do, and they're going to have to figure this out. And so I still believe there's something out there. They will do better. I also believe that if and when this mythical deal goes down, most Warrior fans are not going to be satisfied with how it looks on paper.
Of course not.
Because it's actually only one piece of the puzzle.
This is what Monty said. Like,
again,
the more this drags out, the harder it becomes to get Melton and Horford, unless they want to just chill until August or September.
I agree with you, but at the same time, like, what's happened in the last 3 days? Next to nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody's in a holding pattern. It's not like this is all flying by them.
And it's more
in a holding pattern.
To me, it's more about Melton than Horford, because Horford right now is sending out signals of, I'm not sure if I even want to do this.
I don't buy that either.
But if I do, I think he's probably...
If he wanted to retire, retire.
Back.
Yeah.
Like, well, I do think that he's probably waiting to see which teams really would want him.
Yeah.
For more than the vet men. Not that you need every penny, but I'm sure there's a small handful of teams with older guys like him who he's known forever that he'd want to play with. I'm sure there's probably 25 teams you could look at and say, oh, he's not going there.
Right.
Like, he's not going to Portland.
No.
Not going to Washington. And
most people think it's been two teams.
The Lakers and the Warriors.
Lakers and Warriors, and the Lakers already signed a center. So, like, yes, the Warriors.
I mean, he's a center, kind of.
No, but he is.
Like, yeah.
I totally consider the Warriors the favorite in this. And I think that Al and D'Anthony are sitting there also doing nothing. Like, let's see if we can decode this. Because they're waiting for the Warriors to figure out Kuminga. And then once they figure out Kuminga, then we can start to move downhill. But again, I do not see that as some sort of a home run of an offseason. But I do see it as an improvement. And I see it as a pretty good offseason, because I also think that we all come from a different place as far as what was our mental starting point. A lot of people went into the offseason going, we getting Giannis. And that's not where my head was. I believed all along that the Warrior offseason was going to be a small one. It's going to be a little nitpicky kind of feeling, and maybe sort of unsatisfying. It's not going to taste like chocolate cake. It's a tiny little piece of Halloween candy. that this leftover from a couple of months ago.
It's pimento loaf.
Yeah.
This is a pimento loaf. Fine. It looks like bread. When you bite it, it's like, oh, it's not bread or cake.
Yeah.
Probably good for me, but I'm not into this.
This is dessert that doesn't have chocolate in it.
Diabetic candy is what it is.
What's that pastry? It's not like a sweet roll or whatever. You know, they sell them at all the coffee shops. They're really like dense French. Why can I not think of the name of the stupid thing? Anyway, they're dry and they're not very good.
Not a croissant.
No, not a croissant. Anyway, I'll think of it. Anyway, point is, they're dense and dry and you bite into them and it's like, well, okay, that's sugar, but it's kind of like pointless sugar. And so it may feel a little bit like that. It's not going to be a home run, but I do think you would be better. You'd be better. You'd have players that fit.
You'd be older and more injured, which is fun.
No, you don't know about their general's current state of health. Just because they were hurt before does not mean they're hurt now. Hashtag Christian McCaffrey.
Right, fingers crossed. We can get to that.
He looked great.
Sure, running around in shorts.
He looked
possibly.
Good.
Wake me in September and how he looks.
He looked fast.
Yeah, he looked so good that Shanahan's going to run him into the ground.
Possibly. Really.
Scone. I'm trying to think of a scone.
Is that French?
Probably not.
Le scone.
It looks French when you look at it. Scone. It's the snootiest thing you could get at a coffee shop ever. Let me get a scone.
It's British.
Stop it. Whatever.
Scone is British. No,
it's right next to France.
It's perfect for Britain. That's such a British dessert.
Seriously, it's like, what are we eating here? Figure your food out, UK. Anyway, coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m. Yeah, 9 a.m., Breakfast with the Valkyries. Guess who they're playing? The Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. I remember how that went last time when she came here. It went pretty well. So here we go. Let's do it again. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app, search Valks. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 8:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Okay, check this out. First of all, we've got some fun Brock Purdy sound that we want to play for you. But then, remember, were you with us earlier when the Will Fleming, Rafi Devers, Will Clark controversy was discussed? We actually have Will Clark's response. We'll have that for you next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.